I might just give two verses that line up with what our brother Wadi just set before us with regards to grace, bringing us into favor with God, what we don't deserve, but what he has done. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes, he became poor. Why? That you through his poverty might become rich, bringing us into divine favor with God. He has demonstrated this grace towards us, reached out to us, and brought us into a place that we do not deserve. Grace, which is that love in activity towards unworthy objects, bringing us into divine favor. But then mercy, and I'm reminded of Ephesians chapter 2. Because in Ephesians chapter 2, in the first three verses, we learn what man is. We learn that man is hopeless. Man is spiritually dead and separated from God. The slaves of sin, really, under the power of Satan, the world, and the flesh. That's man's condition. And then what does the scripture tell us in verse 4? Ephesians 2, verse 4. But God. Then when you get his side, but God, who is rich in mercy. Why? Because he isn't extending to us what we deserve. He reaches out to us in mercy. And he takes us from that place of hopelessness and separation from God. That's mercy. And brings us into divine favor with himself, the free gift of grace. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes, he became poor that we might be rich, bringing us into this divine favor. Mercy reaches down to us in our need. Grace lifts us up to God and brings us into relationship and divine favor. This grace wherein we stand accepted in the Beloved.
Before we get